Good morning. Great to have you along on this Sunday morning. You're tuned into the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from The Morning Show on 99.1 The Mix. You're also catching Public Affairs, as you do every Sunday morning, whether you're having coffee and donuts or you're out and about busy. And you can listen on our sister stations, 103.7 KISS FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, that's AM 1250, The Fan. You can also listen on your smartphone with the Audacy app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You download it. You can favorite whichever station you're listening to. Hopefully it's The Mix. And then download, after you download it, you can listen to your Sunday morning public affairs wherever you go. If you have to get out of the car or if you're at the park, let's say we've got Earth Day upon us now and it's springtime finally. So if you're out at the park and you want to listen, great. You can listen right on your smartphone. And speaking of Earth Day and everything all about Earth, our guest this week is Heather Berkland. She is the DNR Chief State Forester. And again, Heather, it's all about Earth Day and Arbor Day and how you can help Mom Earth this year. So Heather, first off, thanks for being a guest on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Thank you so much for having me and for your continued support of forestry and Earth Day and Forest Appreciation Week.
Yeah, and let me just say, I'm going to go off topic here. This is so cool because we have to give Heather a shout out here. Sunday Morning Public Affairs is making history, Heather. We're talking with you since you're the first woman in state history to hold the title of DNR Chief State Forester.
Yes, yes. Really excited and very honored to be in this role and to have the support of many many of our stakeholders, partners, and the public. And I just appreciate being able to showcase the importance of forestry here and to lead forestry in Wisconsin.
Little girl power on the Sunday Morning Public Affairs. We like that here. Yeah, thanks so much. So what does it take to be in your position with the state of Wisconsin? You know, the education background, maybe a little bit about the first woman to be chief state forester. Let's get to know you a little bit.
Yes, well, I grew up in southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless area, something that I hold dear to me, beautiful area. Did live and travel in all parts of the state, though. Appreciate the geography, the different forest types that we have across the state. But like many kids in the 80s, just grew up playing down at the creek and the rivers, fishing, wandering the woods, cutting firewood with my parents. And I really didn't even know that forestry was a profession. But I did know that I did not want to spend my career being indoors all the time. And so as I began embarking upon my educational journey, I did some research and UW Stevens Point was calling me, took a few classes, just a general natural resources classes, and then really fell in love with forestry and just acknowledging how much trees really benefit the entire ecosystem and the health of our landscape. And so I was drawn to forestry, got a degree in forestry, and soon after that, hired with the DNR, spent many years in the field in northern Wisconsin, and then took on a few leadership roles, was the deputy division administrator under the Chief State Forester Fred Shoba at the time, and then was honored for being appointed this position in October of 2020.
And here we are talking to you. This is so awesome. It's Heather Berkland, the DNR Chief State Forester, first woman to hold that title here in the state of Wisconsin. And Heather, we're celebrating Earth Day and Arbor Day as well. And it's also Forest Appreciation Week. There's a lot going on for Wisconsin. What is the history of Forest Appreciation Week? And how can we go about appreciating our forests? I mean, everybody listening right now is going, okay, how can we celebrate that?
Yes, well, Arbor Day is actually celebrating its 150th anniversary here in the United States, coordinated by the Arbor Day Foundation. And so in Wisconsin, we have a long history of recognizing the importance of our forest resource at the turn of the last century. And then in tandem with Earth Day, just being able to have the proclamation from the governors of Forest Appreciation Week and using this time between Earth Day and Arbor Day to really showcase the rich history and importance of forestry and the benefits of our trees. also highlighting just all of the ecological, economic, social, and cultural benefits that Wisconsin's forests provide, both rural and in the urban settings, which really aligns with the Division of Forestry's purpose in really working in partnerships so that we can sustainably manage our forests for those tiers for today and into the future.
And many times, you know, people hear, boy, we need to preserve our forests here in the state of Wisconsin. And it seems like, especially when you drive up north, as you're well aware, or even out southwest, it seems like we have a ton of forests. But how much of the state is actual forest land here in Wisconsin?
Actually, just roughly 17 million acres are covered in forest land, you know, primarily in the northern half of the state. However, it is statewide as we drive through, like you know, throughout our state, and includes some of the urban forests as well. So, yes, we are blessed with a great landscape of trees and a great diversity of tree species and forest types.
And there are benefits of keeping the forest healthy, obviously. But what you had mentioned before, too, about the economic impact, the cultural benefits in Wisconsin. Expound on that a little bit. Talk a little bit about the economic impacts and why it's important, and also the cultural benefits of our state forests here in Wisconsin.
Yes, this is something that the public often doesn't realize, but our forest industry is actually second in the economic benefits for the state of Wisconsin. It's a $24 billion annually contribution to our state's economy and provides more than 60,000 jobs statewide. So really an important aspect of that rural prosperity, you know, urban benefit as well here in the state. And we often don't get that recognition, but super important for many counties. It is actually the top number one employer is in that forestry sector. We have over 1,200 forest product manufacturers here in Wisconsin as well, generating economic revenue. And, you know, just it's important of all the forest products we use and having the variety and diverse industry here in the state.
We're talking about like logging and things of that nature when you talk about economic.
Yes, from the growing of the trees to the managing of the trees to the cutting of the trees to the whole supply chain to the mills to get products out. All have different aspects and all are housed here in Wisconsin.
And then cultural benefits in Wisconsin and also as we're talking with Heather Berkland, she is the chief DNR, or from the DNR, she's the chief forester, the first one, first woman to be chief forester here in the state of Wisconsin. What are the some of the cultural benefits?
Well, in general, I'm just going to relay all of the great benefits from
trees
in our forests. You know, I think recognizing forests improve air quality. They can store water, stormwater runoff. They help regulate kind of temperature, especially in that urban island heat sink. They protect biodiversity. They provide wildlife habitat. And they are vital to health of people. People recreate in our forests as well as the forest products.
Yeah, and you like to go camping, and definitely, you know, I've been camping before with my kids who are older now, but yeah, that's all about being in the forest and keeping our forest healthy. Again, it's Heather Berkland, our guest this week on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. First woman to hold the title of DNR Chief Forester in the state of Wisconsin. Now, it's twofold here, this question. Can trees affect climate, and how does climate affect our forests here in the state of Wisconsin, and how can we help keep our forests healthy with it seems like climate change it seems to be all the talk and throughout the public?
Yes, our trees and forests are really critical nature-based solutions to climate change, and much of what we've been doing here in the state of Wisconsin in sustainably managing our forests through our rich history has actually complemented climate change. And, you know, I think now it's just that recognition of what trees can do to help mitigate climate impacts from, you know, carbon dioxide sequestration and storage is a huge benefit of what our trees can do in helping clean air. Again, as well as just the runoff with the increase in some of our extreme weather events, having a healthy forest mitigates some of those extremes. There's a lot of challenges out there, though, with kind of the warmer winters and just increase of invasive species in our forests, having to lose some of our native species as they migrate further north. And so, you know, the division, we recognize many of these challenges ahead and trying to get ahead by, with our reforestation program, thinking about tree improvement, seedling adaptation and quality, bringing in new seed sources that can adapt in some of these challenging factors that we face going forward. So just recognizing, again, healthy forests are really critical to that environmental biodiversity and also the people impacts and fighting against climate change.
And we're talking with Heather Berkland, the DNR chief forester here in the state of Wisconsin. Real quick, touch on this emerald ash borer. I think we hear about that quite a bit. You know, we do a little segment on our mixed morning show called What You Need to Know on the Go, and I've brought that up before. How does the emerald ash borer, how is that affecting, I guess, ash trees, obviously, and how can we, like, maybe people listening, maybe they've got an ash tree in their yard, how can they help prevent that and keep the tree healthy?
Yes, unfortunately, emerald ash borer, like some of our other invasives that have hit our trees, such as, you know, Dutch elm disease and the chestnut blight, you know, it's one of those challenges that it's here to stay, unfortunately, and just overall impacts, you know, we are seeing, especially in that southeast and eastern half of the state, some really devastated areas with widespread ash decline. And so, yeah, individually, you know, if you have important ash in your yard, there are some measures you can take to help kind of protect those. Actively keeping your forest, if you have forest land, you know, just actively keeping that healthy and managing it is really important. You can work with and reach out to one of our forest health specialists across the state, and they can provide you with some additional guidance based on your unique situation. But also planning ahead and thinking about, well, what can we plant in that place? Because we are going to be losing more ash, and then how can we reforest with the next generation of diverse species so that we can be poised to help mitigate those challenges and with invasives in the future.
And that's perfect lead into the next thing I want to touch on here with Heather Berkland, our DNR chief forester here in the state of Wisconsin. What is the state of Wisconsin's tree planting pledge? Can you explain this a little bit? I saw this and I was like, oh, I've got to know about this, especially with Earth Day here and Arbor Day. We're talking about planting trees. What is this tree planting pledge? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes. What an exciting initiative. The Trillion Tree Planting Pledge was announced last year with Governor Evers on Earth Day, and it is a national effort that's basically aiming to connect and empower, mobilize a global reforestation community across the nation and the world, and, you know, really thinking about how can we recognize the importance of trees, of having trees and reforestation efforts for the future. And so in 2021, last year, Governor Evers had pledged 75 million trees planted in the state for the next 10 years, as well as conserving 125,000 acres of forest land as well for the next 10 years. And so we are committed by the state to help manage our lands, working with private landowners, working with other organizations on pledging in this effort, and which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And there's also info on the Champion Tree Program. Now, this is another program that we're interested in as we're talking about Arbor Day and Earth Day and really trying to keep the forest here in Wisconsin healthy. What is the Champion Tree Program all about?
Yes, great. Champion Tree Program actually began in 1941, and it was really to document the largest tree in the state of each species that we have. Yeah, and honor and recognize large species. You know, there's really no legal or protective measures associated with the program, but it's an opportunity for the tree to, you know, to tell the story of the tree and to share that with those folks that, you know, have an interest in trees and forests in both the rural and urban landscape. You know, so you can nominate a tree that you may feel meets that champion tree. One of our oldest trees that we have on record is, I believe, over 250 years old.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yes. And so you can go to our website at dnr.wisconsin.gov and type in forests and the champion trees. And that'll take you to the opportunity to kind of search the various champion trees that are out there, and then gives you the protocol on how you may be able to go about nominating a tree.
Oh, man, that's an unbelievable stat right there. I mean, that tree is over 200 years old here in the state of Wisconsin. And again, we're talking with Heather Berkland, DNR Chief Forester for the state of Wisconsin. It's all about Earth Day. And on Earth Day, here at our radio station, we planted a whole bunch of trees. We had like 8 trees that were planted. They were maple trees. And so these trees are about 10 feet tall. But also, thank you to the DNR, because we have about 100 little seedlings that were donated so that we could plant those in our kind of our, I guess you could call it forest, swamp kind of area that it surrounds the radio station here. Almost feel like back when my kids were in fourth grade and they would bring home these little seedlings and say, look what the DNR gave our school. We're going to plant these. And so we'd go up to Grandma and Grandpa's and plant those because they had more room. And, man, those trees are pretty big. Don't know if I'm going to be around in 200 years to see those trees. But to hear that that tree is 200 years old in the state of Wisconsin is awesome. And you've got those programs where the seedlings are either donated to different schools around the state or to businesses like ours who planted them on Earth Day.
Yes, we have been, it's actually the 40th year of our Arbor Day seedling program,
right,
where we donate seedlings every year to fourth grade students. And again, just an opportunity for students to you know, connect with trees and understand, you know, the importance of trees that they may not even realize in their backyard growing, and then gives them an opportunity to get their hands dirty and plant a tree in their yard. And so our reforestation program, our nurseries, have actually been around since 1911, and we have supplied Wisconsin landowners with over 1.6 billion seedlings since that time. And so,
man,
for those efforts, like you've mentioned, really appreciate you getting out there and planting those areas that, you know, are fallow, are, you know, those are great because, like you said, you're not planting necessarily for your immediate benefit, but it's for those generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, so before I let you go here, Heather, how many trees are you planting around your house? And do you have a bunch of them?
You know, I'm lucky. We own about 7 acres.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so I don't have to do a lot of tree planting right now. But, you know, we just ended up tapping some maple trees for maple syrup
All
season
right.
every year. Another benefit that we get from trees.
Well, and you have to oversee as you mentioned earlier in our talk this morning on Sunday Morning Public Affairs, 17 million acres of forest. So you've got your hands full there. It's Heather Berkland, DNR Chief Forester for the state of Wisconsin, the first woman to hold that position. Congrats on that. And also congratulations on everything that you're doing. And we really appreciate everything that you're doing with the DNR and helping keep our forests nice and healthy around the state of Wisconsin. Again, Heather Berkland, DNR Chief Forester for the state of Wisconsin on Sunday Morning Public Affairs. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, you know, thank you all for the partnerships out there that help help achieve our goals here in Wisconsin and keeping our woods healthy. And thank you as well to the committed public for just recognizing and educating yourself on the importance and the benefit of trees. And, you know, if you get a chance, go out and help plant a tree somewhere this Arbor Day.
We're going to go get dirty, Heather.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Get our green thumbs on.